claim is as follows. One is, and it's described by three words, up, in, and out. Up in our relationship with Christ. We as a church tend to regularly offer opportunities for people not only to connect with Christ, but to grow in that relationship with Christ. Two, in. In is us being the body of Christ, seeking to serve together, to support each other, encourage each other, provide accountability for each other, accomplishing more as the body of Christ than we could ever do individually. And then third is out. Out is responding to God's call to reach out to a world that's hurting, to a world that's struggling, to a world that's in need of the love, peace, and hope that God has to offer. Now I'd like for you to take your bulletins out, and looking at the front of this bulletin, which of those three aspects of our vision do you think we're focusing on today? There's a big hint there. Out. It's called outreach. Summer outreach, and then the title is Sharing Christ with Others. I want you to, and this is, I'm asking for a little more response. This isn't just a rhetorical question. When you look at this title, and I'm not talking about just what you think I might say today, but as you look at this, what does it cause you to think of? In what ways does it inspire you? How do you think God might be challenging you as you look at the front cover of our bulletin this morning? What does it say to you? Reach out to others. What else? Invite others. Very good. What else? Witnessing. Anything else? I really wanted you to be thinking. I wanted you to open up to be able to embrace whatever God wants to share with us, both as a church, but you as an individual this morning. And the word summer, particularly as you think of churches, I want to focus on that just a minute before we really get into the message. But summertime with churches, like a lot of other things, tends to be a time when things will slow down. Groups that are meeting might take a break. People are away on vacation, so there might not be as many people that attend church on a Sunday morning. And that's okay to an extent, because even in Scripture, it talks about we're to have a time of abiding. If we're going full speed, doing everything we can all the time, we're not taking time just to be still and allow God to speak to us and allow God to take care of us in such a way that then we have energy. We have a resource outside of ourselves to pull from. The visual of this comes from John, where it talks about that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. We have to pull from who Jesus is in our life. So in that way, it's appropriate. But I want to ask you this question. Do you believe that we're supposed to take a break in the summer, or any time for that matter, of sharing Christ with others? No, as believers, we're to never do that. And so that's where I want to come from. That's where I want to challenge us today. What is it specifically, and in a concrete, practical way, is God calling us, as Woodland Baptist Church, calling you as the person that you are to do in terms of sharing Christ with others? And I can tell you, I expect today's message to be a challenge. Not just for you, but for me as well. Lord, as we look into your scripture, as we seek to understand your calling, as we seek to be obedient in being a part of your kingdom, allow us to hear what you would have us to hear and then respond in the way you would have us to respond. But Lord, we acknowledge that first and foremost, in order to do that, we have to come bowing before you, worshiping you, acknowledging you for all that you are. Our Lord, our Creator, the person, the being that loves us more than any other being ever can and ever will. God, we love you and we thank you for loving us. And we open our hands, we open our hearts to you this morning to give and to receive as you would seek to share. In Jesus' name we pray. So, if you want to look at your bulletin, there are three aspects of sharing Christ with others that I've used to kind of summarize the scripture Brian read for us earlier. And the first one is in terms of sharing Christ with others, I believe it's important to acknowledge that we are called. Being called makes all the difference. It also helps us to realize that being called means it's not about us. When we're called to share Christ with someone else, we don't necessarily know how that's going to turn out. There's times that God will want us to share Christ with someone else, and that's not going to result in what we would want to see happen. If we're sharing Christ with someone else, we would want just in a few minutes, they're going to say, you know, that makes sense to me. Why don't I go to you to church on Sunday, and I'll walk forward, and I'll become a Christian, and everything's going to be great. We would like to see that. More often than not, that's not what's going to happen. And there's sometimes that what might happen when you share with someone becomes very uncomfortable and not at all what you would have wanted or desired. Right. But the thing is, we aren't called to produce certain results. We're called to be obedient to Christ. And so if things don't go the way we think we should, that doesn't define whether or not we've succeeded in doing what God asked us to. We've succeeded in doing what God asked us to when we share when, how, and with whom God leads us. The other side of that is, if we do share and things go very well and that person accepts Christ and we celebrate that with them, if we're not careful, if we don't recognize that we're called in sharing Christ with others, we begin to get puffed up. We begin to take credit for that. We begin to think it's about us and that power comes from us. It's not. So being called helps us to stay where we need to in realizing that this whole thing is about God. And we're just to be conduits of sharing who God is. Now, the second part of being called is acknowledging that there is power beyond ourselves when it comes to sharing Christ with others. Sharing Christ with others is often a challenging thing. And to tell you the truth, if you commit to sharing Christ with others, you can look and there are many people you would meet every day and you could never go about sharing Christ with all of those that you think might make sense to share with. But I tell you, the Holy Spirit is what is real. The Holy Spirit walks with us. The Holy Spirit prepares people's hearts to hear the message of God. And then God desires to use us to speak into that. Amen. In whatever way God sees fit. And so when we're recognizing that we're called, we don't just randomly go up to people that we think we may need to share Christ with or that we think have problems and we need to fix them. We listen and pay attention to the Holy Spirit and we respond according to how the Holy Spirit leads. And guess what? The Holy Spirit knows that person. The Holy Spirit knows what they're going through. The Holy Spirit is then able to use our words to speak to them in a way that's going to connect with them in a way we can't even understand. We don't have to figure all that out. God doesn't want us to figure it out. When it comes to sharing Christ with others, we aren't just supposed to be sharing Christ because we're sharing what's in a book. Now, what's in the book is important, and we need to know it, and we need to know it's grounded in that. But you can't share Christ the way Christ wants you to if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ yourself.
Amen.
And so we need to be able and willing to speak out of that relationship. And part of that relationship includes listening to the Holy Spirit. And then you will understand that you end up at places with people and words or actions coming forth from you that you never anticipated. Am I right, Grace Bobby? And the reason I ask that is because there weren't many years ago, Ray and I were having conversations and we were going through this little Bible study thing. We were talking about sharing with others and we had this word this to describe people called persons of peace. And Ray became a nuisance. He called me almost every day for 2 weeks saying, Greg, I just don't get it. I don't know what this persons of peace thing is. I want to share, but I don't get it. I don't know who I'm supposed to share with. And I keep telling him, I said, Ray, pray. Look for opportunities. Allow God to lead you. And that is not just whoever you meet. And then, after a while, he didn't quit calling. He still kept calling me. And he said, Greg, I think I'm figuring it out. And he got more and more excited. And he's, if you don't know, he's retired from UPS now. But he got to where he was connecting with those people on his route on a regular basis. And it went from him feeling like he needed to reach out. He was having people come to him wanting to have those conversations and inviting him to share about who God was in his life and how they could be a part of what he was doing. That's just one example. Ray's nobody special. Actually, you are a little bit special. But he's no more special than anybody else in here. And I'm telling you, that's what God desires to do. And just because you want to do it, Ray wanted to get that right with all his heart, but it took a while to figure it out.
Amen.
And it will. But I'm telling you, this isn't something you do by yourself, but it is something that God expects all of us to do.
Amen.
In sharing Christ with others. Now, if we go back and look at the scripture, the Bible says we're called. In verse 10, it says, after Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Now, you say, Greg, that sounds just fine, but I'm off the hook because I know I'm not called to preach. Okay, I might give you that. Not every person here is going to be called to preach, but let me share another verse with you. This one comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. It says, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope you have. But do this with gentleness and respect.
Amen.
And so that's saying that we're always supposed to be ready. If there's somebody struggling, if somebody's having a hard time, and they recognize that you have hope, and that hope should be evident because of the way we're living our life, no matter what circumstance we're in, as that hope is there, people are drawn to it. And they don't know initially necessarily that that hope is connected directly to God. But when we're called on to share that, we need to be ready and willing. And God will help you to be able to do that. And along with that, that's in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. I just want to make sure you know this goes directed to all of us. There's a lot of things listed there, but the beginning of this begins with verse 8. Verse 8 says, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 says, finally, all of you, goes on to say, be like-minded, sympathetic, love one another. But I want to tell you, this thing about being prepared to share, it comes under the context of all of us. Not just certain ones. Anybody that's a believer, anybody that's a part of the family of God, Scripture says right here, we're always to be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give reason for the hope that you have. Now, there's also a thing there, it says, do it with gentleness and respect. That's important. Sometimes, and this goes back to that beginning of being called, when you're called, you're more likely to respond the way God wants you to. And there are a lot of believers that have thought, they've tried, I think they really believed they were doing what God wanted them to do, but I don't know that they understood the concept of calling. One of those I want to share with you happened when I was in high school. There was this high school student that came in and told several of us that he had been to a church and he had become a born-again Christian and his life was changed. Shortly after he said that, he walked out to the smoking area, through the cafeteria, out to the smoking area, stood up on the seats that go around the table that was out there, got everybody's attention, and said, your body is the temple of God, and you are to take care of it. If you continue smoking, you will go to hell. I was a teenager, and I was a Christian. But I knew enough at that point. I'm not saying God doesn't at times call people to share, but in that case, I am as sure as I can be sure that the way he was doing what he was doing was not what God asked him to do. And it wasn't for several reasons, but one of them is what it says right here. It says to do this with gentleness and respect. And I don't think either one of those were a part of that. So when it comes to sharing Christ with others, I think we need to recognize how God calls and leads us. When we are called and we acknowledge how the Holy Spirit is leading, I believe it prevents judgment on our part, which Christians are so often accused of, and sometimes rightfully so. But let's continue. The second thing in sharing Christ with others, I believe that God wants us to be confident. If you look back at the scripture, God's call dictated Paul's journey. It tells you specifically where Paul went, and I believe he went there not just because he got out and thought those would be good places to go and see things, or people knew there, or it was what he wanted to do. I think he allowed God to direct him, and it says so because God was calling him to Macedonia, and that's where he ended up. The same is true for us if we allow it. And I truly believe that the sports camp that we just had last month is a true example of that. It's an example of that that just not comes from me as a pastor being led, because it wasn't me doing most of the leading in that case. There were people within this body who began, it began with what we understood as a discussion about a vacation Bible school, and it grew and it grew and it grew to things that this pastor couldn't even imagine. But as I stepped back and looked, I don't believe any person could deny that God's hand was not what on we spent three full days doing. That's what happens when you allow God's Spirit to lead. And people, not just the children that were there, people were able to understand more fully not only who God is and hear stories about who God is and how He loves them, but were able to see that put into practice through everyday activities. Amen. And I'm guessing there are a lot of people who had never seen those two put side by side. When God is leading you to share your story of how God is at work in your life, He can and will give you confidence to follow through. Now, I don't want you to think that doesn't mean that there won't be a sense of nervousness. You can't say, if I'm nervous, then I don't have the peace and I'm not going to share because God just, I'm going to be too nervous, I'm not going to do it. I want to tell you this. I've been preaching for a while, and most of you know I have no problem talking. I have very little problem standing up here and communicating with Bob. You didn't have to make that face. But I tell you, every Sunday morning when I wake up, and you can ask my wife, every Sunday morning when I wake up, I have butterflies in my stomach. It's not because I don't want to be up here. It's not because I'm afraid, but there's a sense in what I'm about to do I know is extremely important. And it's so much bigger than me. And I can't do it by myself. I can't have control of it. And that's scary in ways. It's also a very big deal, because if I'm not doing what God asked me to do, I just don't want to go there. So if ever I get to the point that I'm supposed to be sharing a message and I wake up that morning and I don't have a sense of nervousness, I don't have a sense of uneasiness in my stomach, I hope I will have the wisdom to back away and take stock of where I am. Because when I've gotten too comfortable with that, it means I'm not relying on God and acknowledging the importance of what God's seeking to do. So, being nervous about sharing with others cannot be a cop-out. The other side of that is, and Kevin Akershok is going to be an example of this. I'm just throwing lots of things out just to keep people's attention. And he's wondering what I'm going to say now. But he shared this, and I think he may have actually shared it with the church a while back. Sometimes you know that you're going to be sharing, and it's something you have time to think about and prepare about. But there was a case when Kevin was just being Kevin. He went to the grocery store. I think it was Food Lion in Amherst. And it was either, I think, right before or right after we had our mission trip to Haiti. And somebody, one of the cashiers or somebody said something to him, and so he just began sharing about what happened and how he was a part of what was going on in Haiti. And I remember him saying there was a lady behind him, and then he's here talking to the cashier, and I don't know how long he made this poor lady wait in line while he was having a conversation, but I do know that one of those two ladies, he could visibly see that she made a connection, and it was about something that had to do with God, and it scared him because he realized he had been sharing and witnessing and talking about God. He hadn't even planned it. He was fine until he realized that that was happening. And then he realized something big was going on. God uses us in sharing Christ in that way too, because all that it means is that we get excited about what God's doing in our life so much that we're willing to share when that opportunity comes, and then it just happens, and before we know it, God's taken over.
Amen.
That's another way of sharing Christ with others. So it's not just standing up in front of people, it's not just planning to have a conversation, but it happens just by living life the way God wants us to live life. Finally, be caring. We've already talked about 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, and the fact the last part of that says, share with gentleness and respect. And sharing Christ with others is all about relationship. First of all, it's about our relationship with God. And I shared last week, and it dovetails in, we aren't going to be able to do this if the Holy Spirit isn't a part of it. And I talked about how to get a grasp on the Holy Spirit, how to really connect with the Holy Spirit. One of the ways I do it, and what I call it to myself, is that I have to win the first battle of the day. So when I wake up in the morning, even before I get out of bed, I try to have a time of praying. And I know, and you do the same thing, I've got these things in my head. I know what my schedule is supposed to be like for the day. I know some things that are supposed to happen even before I look at my cell phone or I look at my computer. I know some things that are going to be going on, but I say, God, I want to live this day the way you want me to, not the way I choose to. And when we do that, then we allow ourselves to be receptive to the doors God will open, to the people that will walk through our paths, to the words that He desires to send out of our mouth, to the actions He desires us to do. So the first thing in that relationship is God has to be first and foremost and allow Him and lead. But then that, when it comes to the people that we're sharing with, rarely do I believe that God just has this complete stranger that you're supposed to go up and share the five steps to the plan of salvation with. Now, God can do that. God does do that, and God honors that if He calls you to do it. But more times than not, it's about relationship. It started with a relationship with God, and God wants you to build relationships with people and come to understand them and love them and know them as He loves them. Because when you're called to share with somebody, God wants you to be able to see them the way He sees them. And you can't do that if you haven't taken time to get to know Him. So before you even get to the point of getting to the nitty-gritty of who God is and how He loves them, you need to know that person and be able to care about them. And then the second is being in that relationship when you're actually sharing, the fact that you know them, the fact that you care about them, the fact that you know something of their situation, then when you are sharing who God is in your life and who He can be in their life, it's able to be personal and connected, and it's not a canned 1, 2, 3, this is how you accept Christ. It's a this is how God is real in your life, this is how God is relevant, this is how God's going to make a difference, and that gets them excited. Because they know you understand, they know you care, you're saying He's made a difference in my life and I know He can make a difference in yours, and this is how. And then finally that relationship continues, because you don't invest in that and then after someone has said, okay, I'm ready to make that decision, you don't just drop them like a hot potato and go on and do what you're doing. You know, that's the most important decision they will ever make in their life. And you should spend time walking with them and celebrating that and realizing there's some things that they aren't going to know. And you have experience they don't have. They're going to have struggles and trials, and they're going to wonder why these are still going on when they've made this difference in their life. And at least for a season, we need to walk along beside them. It's about relationships. So sharing Christ with others has to have caring as a part of it. I want us today to really consider what God's call is on us. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite you today, genuinely. This isn't just me standing at the front doing this because we always have an invitation. We always have an invitation. We always invite people to come and understand who Christ can be in their life and how much He loves them, because it's the most important decision you can ever make. And I don't want you to leave without having that opportunity. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please, you can have a conversation with me. That's why we come, and I would love to pray with you. If you don't want to do it in such a public way, catch me afterwards. I have other responsibilities, but nothing that can't be put aside to spend time about a conversation like that. There are also several people in this room that would be able to have that conversation with you as well. So that's first. Secondly, if you are a believer, you are expected, according to God, according to Scripture, and hopefully because of the relationship you have with Jesus Christ yourself, to share with others who Christ is. And if you're not sure exactly how to do that, just seek God and make yourself available and say, God, help me to see and love people the way you do, and recognize that that's a responsibility that you have as a believer. Every one of us, every day, we're supposed to be prepared and ready to share with those who are looking for hope that they see in our lives. So if you're not sure how you would do that, if somebody asks, maybe we need to spend time thinking and praying about that.
Amen.
But I invite you to respond. God has called each and every believer here to be ready and willing to share. And I am certain, it may seem like a simple thing, it may be in passing, but if you're a believer, I believe God's going to ask you to have invest in a relationship in some way this week that you're going to be sharing Christ with someone else. Because that's how the kingdom works. I'm going to ask our musicians to come, and we're going to close with a time of invitation. Take that time to really respond. That's what this is for. And the altar's open so you can come and pray. And the reason you have this opportunity is because sometimes making that type of commitment helps you be more committed and remember it. It also helps us, even if we don't know what it is, to pray specifically. If you remember that in the body of Christ, when God's working in us, we want the prayers and support and encouragement of each other. It makes a difference. And I'd love to pray with you for that reason too. If there's a struggle you're having, you're just saying, I can't do it on my own. I've prayed, I've tried. I'd love to talk to you about that too. And we can start that conversation now, and I can talk with you more during the week. I can stay in touch with you. But let's take a step in the direction of being the people God's called us to be. Let's stand together and sing hymn number 576, Take the Name of Jesus with Me.